Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 1st, and this is Chicago Consulate volunteer Peter Snow reporting. Our negotiating committee and representatives from our United Master Executive Council, MEC, will be continuing our merger and negotiations town hall meetings this month. The meetings will resume next Friday, February 11th, in New York, followed by Frankfurt on February 16th, London, February 17th, and concluding with Narita in Hong Kong the following week. Don't miss one of these town hall meetings. They provide an excellent opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, get information on the merger, and discuss our recent filing with the National Mediation Board, NMB, for a determination of Single Transportation System, STS, which will lead to a representation election. You will also be afforded an opportunity to interact with our negotiation committee and representatives of the United Master Executive Council, ask questions, and provide your feedback. Check our website for additional details. This week, the Senate is debating the FAA reauthorization bill that contains several provisions advanced by AFA to improve our safety and health onboard the aircraft. The provision that needs our immediate attention is the one that would provide certain OSHA protections, such as sanitation and cabin temperature standards that would apply in the aircraft. This is the third congressional session during which the FAA reauthorization bill has been debated, resulting in a series of extensions and delays in implementing OSHA protections for flight attendants. Call both of your senators today and every day this week until the bill passes and tell them these important provisions must be included for the safety and health of hardworking flight attendants. Our elected officials on the Hill must know that for too long, flight attendants have been denied important workplace protections afforded to other workers across this country. For contact information for each of your senators and a suggested script for calling, check our website. Thank you for taking action on this critical matter. We will keep you updated as this legislation progresses. National Weather Service meteorologists are predicting that the worst winter storm to hit Chicago this season will pound the region Tuesday afternoon and into Wednesday, causing whiteout conditions that will dramatically impact flying into and out of O'Hare. A blizzard warning that goes into effect at 3 p.m. Tuesday and continues through 3 p.m. Wednesday predicts heavy snowfall of at least a foot and up to 18 inches in some locations. Conditions are expected to be at their worst between 9 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday and 5 a.m. Central Standard Time Wednesday, with intense snow accumulation of 2 to 3 inches per hour and strong winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. United has advised that they will not try to fly through the storm and has proactively canceled flights originally scheduled to operate Tuesday afternoon throughout the day Wednesday and possibly into Thursday morning, depending on conditions. As the storm moves east, it may be necessary for United to pull down operations on the East Coast as well. If your flight is canceled, you will be notified by crew scheduling. Flight attendants should, to the extent possible, remain available for potential reassignments when the operation recovers. You should contact scheduling via 800 Flightline and select the general information recording for ORD to confirm the status of the operation and if you have not been notified of a cancellation. Specific questions regarding flights should be directed to the crew desk. Our contract includes reassignment parameters, which allow the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring certain pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. Carry your contract and keep it close at hand. Lineholder flight attendants at their home domicile who will be pay protected through the line guarantee provisions in Section 8J, Section 12I for international reassignment of our contract, which may subject the flight attendant to a reassignment under the same contract section. There is an AFA fact on this subject in the contract section of our website that includes an explanation of the language and examples. Flight attendants out of domicile should review Contract Section 9K, Irregular Operations, Section 12R for international reassignments. United's announcement last Wednesday of better-than-expected profits for 2010 will trigger our contractual profit-sharing program. Our profit-sharing program, Section 5J of our contract, pays out when the adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines exceeds $10 million. 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings form the basis for a pool that is distributed pro rata to all eligible flight attendants. We have yet to receive the details to fully audit this year's payout. However, we have been advised that the amount due to flight attendants should equal about 5.9% of considered earnings. The manner upon which United has chosen to illustrate the potential payout is different than how it has been communicated in previous years. However, the methodology is the same. United will make the profit-sharing payments on Monday, February 14, 2011. This program came about during bankruptcy negotiations, where AFA engaged management in the new enhancement of the profit-sharing plan. In 2006, the Defined Contribution Program Agreement required that AFA provide United with a method by which flight attendants would choose to receive any future profit-sharing payments. Consistent with our democratic process, the United Master Executive Council, MEC, determined that members would decide the method of payment through a membership vote. AFA was the only union who determined that membership should decide how the payments should be made. The decision put to the membership was either a tax-deferred payment to the defined contribution plan accounts counted as a company contribution for purposes of the annual IRS 401k contribution maximums, or cash payments subject to taxation. We encouraged members to carefully review the information in the mailing and to weigh the financial implications associated with each option. Ultimately, the members' vote determined that the method of payment would be a tax-deferred payment to the defined contribution plan. Since the inception of the profit-sharing program, the plan has made payouts twice, for the plan year 2006, paid in 2007, and for the plan year 2007, paid in 2008. Each time there has been a profit-sharing plan payout, AFA has advocated that individuals should have the choice as to how to receive the payments, and their advocacy for that solution continues. All flight attendants who have completed 1 year of service as of December 31st of the year for which pre-tax earnings are being measured, 2010, will receive a distribution from the cash pool based on her or his considered earnings in the year the profit is achieved. The payment will be deposited to 401k accounts for those eligible for the tax-deferred saving plans, and for those flight attendants who are not eligible for the tax-deferred saving plans, the profit-sharing payment will be made in the same manner as other retirement contributions. As with personal deferrals and company contributions to our 401k account, you have the ability to self-direct these contributions, and this includes the profit-sharing payment. In order to self-direct contributions, choose the Fidelity Investments link on the Useful Site page of UnitedAFA.org, or call Fidelity at 1-800-245-9034. In the historically slow fourth quarter, United beat analyst expectations and reported a fourth quarter loss of $325 million, or $1.01 a share. Analysts were expecting a loss of $1.05 a share. The loss is attributed to merger-related expenses from combining United and Continental Airlines after the close of the financial transaction in October. Excluding those costs, United earned $160 million in the quarter. There were no negotiation sessions held last week. This week, our negotiating committee is back at the negotiating table, and we expect to receive management's latest proposal on scope. As you know, this provision of our collective bargaining agreement is the backbone of our employment relationship with United Airlines. It defines who we are, what we do, and limits management's ability to outsource our work. Look for your copy of our latest Negotiations and You newsletter that should be arriving at your home next week. A more comprehensive review on negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network FAN update. Become a part of FAN by signing up through the form on UnitedAFA.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local council. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.